You're listening to 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Since 1976, every U.S. president has set aside the month of February to honor and remember African American history. But is designating one month just for Black history appropriate? We brought that question to Daniel Black. He's an award-winning novelist and an African-American studies professor at Clark Atlanta University. Last year, I asked him if a month dedicated to Black history is still necessary today.
If everyone were equally committed to everyone's cultural story, then it would be true that we don't need a Black History Month. If that were true, but because that is not true, we must have a Black History Month. Because, see, without a Black History Month, the Black story never gets told in America. It is not true that Black history is incorporated into American history. That's not true in our public narrative. That's not true in our public schools. That's not true in our textbooks. It is simply not true. We get what I call Black spaces, right? Black mention. But in general, Black history is unknown. It's left out. It is deemed unimportant. It's deemed insignificant. And so for that reason, I think Black History Month is absolutely critical.
Well, it's been said that there's no point to a Black History Month if only Black people care about it. So for those who are not African American, my question to you, how can they be a part of this month? How can they see themselves in it?
Well, first of all, I find it insulting. And I find it problematic to suggest that if no one but Black people cares about Black History Month, it doesn't matter. Because that suggests, first of all, that Black people don't matter. And I find that insulting. And if it is true that only Black people care about Black History Month, that's enough. Black people matter enough by ourselves for the month to be important. But in addition to that, I do not think it's true that only Black people care about Black History Month. I think there are many other culturally progressive people in this country who also care about Black History Month. I think there are some of us who care about everybody's history and everybody's story. And for that reason, I think it's absolutely important and I think it's absolutely appropriate. And quite frankly, I think that we have to force it. Unfortunately, America is not a nation where everybody agrees and where everybody is clear that everybody is significant.
We are so divided as a country racially. You know this.
Absolutely.
How can we share our experiences with one another, do you think, without the Twitter sphere kind of going crazy, you know, with accusations of racism on both sides?
I think that the first problem is America has never been able to tell itself the truth about its racial history. We hint at it. We try our best to get over it. We try to circumvent it. The truth is we've never been able to have an honest conversation about race in America. In other words, sure, I know that your folks were slaves. Sure, I know my folks owned slaves. But, you know, that wasn't me. That wasn't you. So can we just put that behind us? And the truth of the matter is, no, we can't. Because that was you and that was me. If I carry my enslaved people's legacy, which certainly I do, you also carry a slave master's legacy, which means we have to tease out what these coexistent legacies mean. And what does that mean for how we treat each other and love each other in this present day? What does that mean in terms of what we teach our children? Do we not teach our children about this at all because it's painful? No, that's not what we do. We teach them the pain. But what we also have to do is teach them the process of healing thoroughly and completely. And I think we have not done that.
Black history will be taught in schools over the month. Events and exhibits will happen. Some of it can begin to feel a bit routine, though, with the same yearly thing happening.
Sure.
So I want to ask you, has this month gotten kind of stale in terms of what we share during the month, and does it need an upgrade?
Yes, and the reason it needs an upgrade, ironically, is exactly the reason we're having this conversation, and that is too few people know too little. Usually Black History Month programs are Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. See, you know, we're saying the same thing over and over. Because what we're really exposing is how little all of us know. We know too few. We could have Black History Month on a different topic, on a different significance in Black history for the rest of the century and never mention the same person twice. I think Hidden Figures, the movie, has done an awesome job of showing us another reality, another aspect of African-American history that is absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, here are these Black women who in the 60s were working at NASA and who were doing the mathematical equations, figuring out the trajectory to get people into space. Black women who were graduates of historically Black colleges. No one has even heard of them, ever heard of them. But how do you work at NASA? This number of Black women, how do you work at the largest science industry in this country and go unheard of? that tells you that for the most part, the impact and significance of Black people on American culture has gone ignored.
Daniel Black is an award-winning novelist and an African-American studies professor at Clark Atlanta University. I spoke with him last year. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this question. Is Black History Month still important today? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at Leah Radio. You're listening to GPB Atlanta.